Hello to all you lovely peeps out there in Audio Boo Land. I hope you're all fine and well. I am, but I must inform you that your usual Gwentlian has been Gwennapped and taken over by a very silly accent. I don't know why, but there you have it. Oh dear, what shall we do? The world is coming to an end, the sky is falling. Any road. Right. That's enough of that. Sorry, guys. I am just in an extremely quirky mood. No, you'd never have known that, would you? And as some of my good friends can very well attest, when I get silly, I tend to just suddenly burst into a silly accent, ad lib. In fact, sometimes I think I get on Kim's nerves, because I'll start walking around and talking in a pseudo-German accent. Ja, okay, where is mein Computer? I have to have mein Computer. Was ist das? It's not a computer. No disrespect meant whatsoever to any Germans who may be listening, including Dreamy Marmot. You're all awesome people. I'm just weird, that's all there is to that. Anyhow, friends and neighbors, I am off on an evening constitutional because I think that might help to sweep away some of my cobwebs that have been gathering today, and I thought I would take you with me. If I can find my door key, that is. Otherwise, I'm trapped in my own apartment. Oh no, and then I'll get cabin fever. And then I'll start attacking the door with an axe. Right. Okay, disaster averted, door key found. Chilly up here. Wow, but very still and quiet. I don't plan on going far, just for a wee walk to get a bit of exercise before I eat something else, namely pizza. I should be getting the exercise afterward, actually, but it'll be too dark for a constitutional then. So, it's now or never. Lots of leaves have fallen from the trees already. And as you can hear, there's some traffic, but it's not as noisy around here as I thought it was going to be. Which is a good thing. One can always use more peace and quiet. I love living in the city in the sense that there's always lots to do if one can but get there. But in another sense, oh, hello, Killer Hedge. In another sense, I don't like it as much because I feel that I'm really missing the beauties of nature. Thank goodness my cane hit that obstacle and not me. So when I go to my parents' farm, it's great. To visit them for a few days because I can soak up as much nature as I can handle and sort of keep it in reserves. And that makes me feel more well-equipped to deal with the hassles of the city. Now I'm getting onto a busier street, so there'll be a lot more traffic here, I think. There goes somebody walking a dog. Oh gosh, speaking of dogs, had such a great time when Brian brought his dog over to Kim's the other night. He's such a lovely dog. And there's another dog. But yeah, he's so much fun to play with. And, just so affectionate. I wish I had a bigger space to play with him in, or in which to play with him. Where did Shannon's grammar go? Some hedge overgrowing the street right here, and